Matthew chapter 26, beginning at verse 30. After they sang a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them, "This night you will all fall away on account of me. For it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered.' But after I have been raised, I will go ahead of you into Galilee." Peter answered him, "Even if all fall away because of you, I will never fall away." Jesus said to him, "Amen, I tell you, tonight, before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. Peter said to him, "Even if I have to die with you, I will never deny you." And all the disciples said the same. Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane. He told his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took with him Peter and the 2 sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowful and distressed. Then he said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." He went a little farther, fell on his face, and prayed. He said, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will." He came to the disciples and found them sleeping. He said to Peter, "So, were you not able to stay awake with me for 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you do not enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." He went away a second time and prayed, "My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to pass from me unless I drink it, may your will be done." Again he returned and found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. He left them again, went away and prayed a third time. He said the same words as before. Then he returned to his disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour is near. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Look, my betrayer is near." While Jesus was still speaking, suddenly Judas, one of the 12, arrived. With him was a large crowd with swords and clubs, who came from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now the betrayer had given them a sign: "The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him." Immediately he went to Jesus and said, "Greetings, Rabbi," and kissed him. Jesus said to him, "Friend, why are you here?" Then they advanced, took hold of Jesus, and arrested him. Suddenly, one of the men with Jesus reached out his hand, drew his sword, and struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his ear. Then Jesus said to him, "Put your sword back into its place, because all who take the sword will die by the sword. Do you not realize that I could call on my Father, and at once he would provide me with more than 12 legions of angels? But then how would the scriptures be fulfilled that say it must happen this way?" At that same time, Jesus said to the crowd, "Have you come out to arrest me with swords and clubs as if I were a robber? Day after day I was sitting in the temple courts teaching, and you did not arrest me. But all this has happened so that the writings of the prophets would be fulfilled." Then all the disciples deserted him and fled.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.